Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide?
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you as always by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cakes Auville. Bish returns on Monday. Joining us right now is our pal John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom. Golfers, Golfdom has all you need for your golfing needs. Whether you're a new golfer looking for clubs to start with or an experienced golfer looking for a premium club fitting, visit Golfdom & Tysons or GolfdomGolf.com. Golfdom, live the game. Good morning, John.
Good morning, everybody. What a day it is for golf, by the way.
It's a very nice day. Hey, were you breaking down the Tiger Woods video coming off the plane like the Spruder film, like EB was?
I'm sure Eric was. I don't doubt that. But the funny thing is that Ricky Fowler was able to catch a ride with him. Because Ricky's not even, well, he did make the top 125 because the nine live guys were eliminated, so he was 125th. But the days of Ricky Fowler as a star in Tiger Woods, even Galaxy, are long gone. It's kind of a strange story.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, the guy was a good player and didn't quite win a major, finished in the top five in all four back in 2014, and has just disappeared off the map. I feel bad because he's a very nice kid.
Yeah, everybody likes him. What do you what do you make, though, of Tiger kind of being the elder statesman now? We've watched his kid, you know, since he was 13 years old, winning U.S. junior amateurs and all the way through, and here he is now all bald and limping off the plane and you know, only playing a couple times a year, and he's kind of the de facto commissioner.
You're absolutely right. In fact, it wouldn't have stunned me completely if they had come out of that meeting and said, okay, Jay Monahan is going to be an advisor now and Tiger's the commissioner.
Right.
Might have been better. Although, if I were them, I'd bring Tim Fincham back because Tim Fincham is a I won't use the word on the air, but he's the kind of guy you need in this situation. He's a tough guy. But, it is an interesting, it's definitely an interesting development, and you could hear the way the players talked about him. They all look up to him. I mean, most of the guys who are stars now were kids when Tiger was Tiger, and grew up watching him dominate the sport. So they have a lot of respect for him. You know, a similar type thing happened with Phil Mickelson, if you remember. His nickname was Eddie Haskell in the locker room for years, and then he became a big leader in that Ryder Cup movement a few years back. That's all gone now, of course. And it's interesting because I was doing my due diligence, trying to speak to Tiger for the David Faraday book, because Faraday is one of the few guys that Tiger actually likes. Mm-hmm. And I contacted Mark Steinberg, Tiger's agent, and told him what I was doing, and said, I'm doing due diligence here, and blah, 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 blah. And I didn't hear back, which is unusual for Mark. Usually he'll get back to you, you know, and say no, but he'll get back to you. And when I didn't hear back, shortly after David went to LIV, I said, hey, you know, any word from Tiger? Can I submit questions to you or something? And he wrote back and he said, oh, Tiger is so anti-LIV, he won't have anything to do with anybody who was involved with it at all. And I wrote back, I said, you know, Mark, that's fine, and I have no issues with that at all, but let's be honest, he wasn't going to talk to me anyway.
Right. Let me ask you a question about Norman, because pre-Tiger, Norman was my guy. So I've always been partial to him, and but he's so off-putting and to a lot of people. I mean, frankly, a lot of people hate him. And the guys on tour now are really going after him. Why do they all hate him? Just because he's so cocky?
Greg has always had, first of all, when you're number one, Tiger dealt with this too, superstars deal with this, there is a little bit of a chasm between you and the rest of the players. I remember Von Lendl, when he was number one in tennis, saying, the locker room's not a good place for me because I don't fit in there. The guys just look at me differently, and I get that. But I still remember at Doral years ago when Greg was number one, and he showed up, you know, played one day, and after the round, he was talking about the fact that he had helicoptered from his house in Jupiter. And he said, you know, it was a little bit windy up there today. And you should have heard the guys in the locker room. Oh, poor guy. It was a little windy. You know, he wasn't on I-95. He was up in the sky.
Right.
And Greg had a way, and I always got along with him. Always got along with him fine. But he had a way of saying the wrong thing. The greatest round he ever shot in his life was he shot 64 the last round of the British Open in 93 to win. He beat Faldo down the stretch. Mm-hmm. Probably the only time he ever beat Faldo down the stretch at a major. After the round, he said, I was in awe of myself today. I mean, really? Come on. Yeah. That's just not the right thing to say. He just always had a knack for that for some reason, and still does.
All right, so we got to get your take here on the Deshaun story. You know, none of us know what happened. It's horrible. It appears to be horrible. I guess they settle on 11 games. I think we're all sort of sick of talking about it, but you want the right thing to happen. I don't know that the right thing will ever happen. So I don't know.
Here's the problem. I don't know if you guys read Sally Jenkins' column this morning, but it's very good. And basically, the guy, he's not apologetic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you settle, but he has not admitted to doing anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He has not admitted that he did anything wrong. And that's a problem. I think that's going to be a problem for him going forward in terms of dealing with the public, in terms of now, if he shows up, Game 12 for the Browns, it leads them to the playoffs, they're going to love him in Cleveland. That's the way it is. You know, Barry Bonds was always loved in San Francisco when everybody knew he was cheating. So that's the way of sports. But I don't think he's given himself or the NFL a very good visual by not being, you know, I read the quotes, not being what I could see the least bit remorseful about it. You know, I made a terrible mistake. I apologize to the women. He settled with these women. So, financially. So, he must have done something wrong, and yet there's no sense from him that he's regretful of anything other than the fact that he's going to have to sit out 11 games.
Well, John, he also said that he wants to someday tell his side of the story, and if I'm in his inner circle, I'm just going to talk to him and say, that's a horrible idea. Let's get past this, pay the fine, sit out your 11 games, and let's just hope at some point the fervor and the booing and, you know, like you showing up at every stadium and being a target dies down after a while.
Yeah, he's not going to tell his side of the story.
Right.
What's his side of the story?
Right.
I mean, you know, it's not going to, if he's telling the truth, it's not going to come across well. And probably part of the settlement is that he can't deny what happened. I mean, come on. When 24 women altogether who accused him? It's like with Dan Snyder, when everybody on the planet is a liar except for him. And that's not the way the world works most of the time.
Want to ask you about the Big Ten new media rights deal.
Wow.
So $7 billion, it looks like, over 7 years. That's kind of how I read it. I don't know if that's accurate. But a bunch of different networks involved other than ESPN. Doesn't look like any Disney products in there that I could tell.
Nope.
It's kind of weird, all these networks working together now with these deals. But that's a ton of money. I think I read somewhere where each team in the Big Ten can expect somewhere between like 60, 70 to anywhere to $100 million a year. Each school.
Year. Yep. And you know what? It's amazing. You keep thinking you've hit the ceiling.
Yeah.
With these TV rights, and then they keep going on. I mean, look at the NFL. Was it $100 billion on this latest contract?
Yeah.
And The SEC is going to come back, and they're going to get a bigger contract. I think one of the reasons ESPN stayed out is because they've invested so much in the SEC, mm-hmm. and the SEC is going to expect more from them going down the road. The question now is, can the ACC, the Pac-12, the Big 12 survive when the Big Ten and the SEC are bringing in so much money, so much more money than they are? And, you know, I'll say this. You can say what you want about Maryland moving to the Big Ten, and I've said it because mm-hmm. I hate the fact that they're not playing basketball in the ACC anymore. But financially, they did the right thing.
Home run.
Freaking grand slam.
And is Notre Dame going to get the last laugh? Because a lot of people think, oh, well, now they're going to be scrambling, but they may still be able to get a big deal, and they don't have to share with anybody.
Notre Dame never scrambles because Notre Dame is Notre Dame. The word is they're about to sign a new contract with NBC. And again, like you said, the deal that John Swofford made with Notre Dame to play 5 games a year in the ACC and to let all their other teams play as full-fledged ACC members was one of the great deals ever for Notre Dame, one of the most ridiculous deals ever for the ACC. And I have a friend in Notre Dame who said to me at the time, if you're the ACC, you got to say, if you're not bringing the gold helmets, we're not interested. And yet Swofford did it. They don't have to play in the championship game, which helps them if they're good to get into the playoff. And yet, and like you said, the most important thing is they keep their own TV deal.
Right.
I mean, they've got it made. They're Notre. It's amazing. You realize Jack Swarbrick, the AD at Notre Dame, who's 3 of the worst people in college athletics. he has the same vote, on all these commissions as conference commissioners. He's his own conference commissioner.
That's some power
representing
right
one school.
That is huge.
Who are the other
power?
2 bad guys in college sports?
Well, no, he is 3 of them.
Oh, he's all 3.
Okay, he's three of them.
Yeah, there are plenty of other bad guys, but
so he's the unholy
I say it that way to make the point that he's really a bad guy.
Wow, he's triple bad guy. I like
triple
that.
Triple bad guy, yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah. So I saw a few days ago, John, that you tweeted about the Orioles. Now, they're 2.5 out of the wild card now,
yep.
But you made a comparison to the Orioles now and maybe what the Nats are trying to do.
Well, all I was saying, I was making fun of Mike Rizzo, as you guys know I tend to do, because he keeps talking about this quick reboot. They're going to lose 100 games this year. They lost 97 last year. How many do you think they're going to lose next year? That's not a quick reboot. That's a rebuild. And look, there's nothing wrong with a rebuild. Just admit it. Let's not play these silly games. They're bad. I know they won last night, but they're bad. And whether, we've talked about this with the Soto deal, if 2 or 3 of these prospects work out, then they've done very well. But they've lost Juan Soto in the meantime, and it's going to be a while. And I'm going to say this, because I always accuse Washington fans of being front runners, but the attendance under the circumstances this year has been pretty good.
Yeah, it hasn't
because
been bad.
The team's been bad all year. Now, of course, they were going to draw more for the Padres with Soto coming to town, but They've drawn better than I thought they would. I thought we'd be looking at the kind of crowds the Orioles have had in Camden Yards the last couple of years, where they were announcing 7,000 and it looked like 2,000. They haven't had that.
And if you think about it, though, you'll be able to see plenty of Nats in the playoffs because you've got Trey Turner with the Dodgers, Max with the Mets, Harper will be back with the Phillies. They should be in the playoffs, and then Soto and Bell with
Soto
the Padres.
And Bell. Yeah, no,
I mean they're all in the playoffs.
If you want to watch your ex-Nats, there'll be plenty of time to do that in October. But think about just the list of talent you just went through that's left town. And what bothers me as someone who's lived here a long time, I'm not a fan of the team, I'm still a Mets fan, but as someone who's lived here a long time, why would so many of these guys end up leaving Washington? Washington's a major damn market. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not talking about Kansas City or Tampa Bay where they have to trade or let their top guys leave. You would hope these guys would play their career. Juan Soto should have retired as a National. Let's put it that way. And so should Max Scherzer, frankly.
I agree.
But it just hasn't happened. And again, I still have to point the finger first at the learners, because Rizzo wouldn't be making those deals unless the learners were either ordering him to or saying, yeah, go ahead if you want to. And that's really a shame.
Hey, what is John Feinstein's cat's name?
Oh, the cat that's meowing behind me?
Yes.
Oliver.
Oliver.
Named after?
We always wanted an orange cat named Oliver, and 3 years ago we got him. And my daughter Jane calls him Bebo. That's just his nickname. Don't ask me why.
Okay, that works.
And we also have another cat named Mia. And we had a cat named Alan, which is my favorite cat name.
How do you deal with all of this death? This is why I don't have a pet, because I would get so emotional. It would just crush me.
It's horrible. That's a very good point. It's really a horrible thing when you go through it.
It's a terrible thing.
Because they bring you a hell of a lot of joy.
So it is worth it?
Yeah. It is worth it, and even when it happens, you still have the memories and the pictures and things like that. But your point is well taken.
If I were ever invited to John Feinstein's house, I would need to take 6 Benadryl before I walked in. Otherwise, I would die. I'd die on the doorstep.
And you couldn't.
Yeah, well, there are a number of people who because they're allergic to cats, don't come to our house, and that's a good thing.
I'm sure that's right.
Absolutely.
All right, John. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right. John Feinstein, who's brought to you by Golfdom. For all your golfing needs, hit up.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Reminder, 3 weeks away from Junkies Poker Open. You register there. It is on Friday, September 9th at MGM National Harbor, presented by our friends at Potomac Metals. You've tried the rest. Now scrap with the best. Live long and scrap on. But we're going to be hanging out on September 8th. That's Thursday night for the NFL season opener at the Sportsbook starting at 7. Hope you can join us for that. Grab a hotel room before they're gone. You can go to the links. We've pinned it to the top of our Twitter page, at Junks Radio. You follow us there on Twitter or follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/thejunks. You get your room. And then 11 o'clock, we'll be playing on Friday morning. Should be a great time.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And thank you again to Potomac Metals for being a great sponsor. They're back in the mix after a hiatus. They've been involved with this event for many years going back, and we appreciate them being back in the fold.
They're awesome.
So it's funny, I see this headline, and EB, you can fill me in. There used to be a show on HBO called Real Sex.
And I don't know that I watched that one. What was that one about again?
It was kind of, well, think of real sports. It was real sex. They did goofy, you know, sex stories. Like, I remember there were like,
they would just go around and ask people questions on the street, right?
I think they did some of that, but I think they did, like, for some reason, I remember the puppeteers of the, I don't think you can say that.
Of the junk.
Yes, of the junk. They would do certain segments. They might have done like an episode about swingers. They would tackle different sex topics, mm-hmm. and the show was called Real Sex. But this one's called Good Sex?
Well, what's strange is apparently Lindsey John found this, right?
Okay.
Is he the one that discovered this story?
Look at him.
It was on New York Post. That's one of our go-tos.
Yes, I did find it.
So you're taking credit, right?
Yes.
Over Valdez.
Yep. I mean, Valdez probably would have found it, but, you know, found it first.
you planted the flag. I get it. I understand that.
So apparently it's going to be on the Discovery Plus network. And here's the deal. They want you to send them your sex tape. Okay.
And they're stealing your bedtime. Came to fruition.
No, it's still open for business.
Oh, okay.
We're still accepting emails.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're doing a spinoff show called Mediocre
Sex.
Is this
at ebsworld.com?
No, this is Big Pickle Productions.
Oh, okay.
And we're accepting your sex tape.
Submissions, yeah.
Submissions. Uh-huh. And I can't remember why. Was I going to critique it? I think I just wanted to look at it.
I just wanted to watch it. Yeah.
I know why.
Fresh material. I think I just wanted it. So yeah, we're still accepting submissions.
Okay.
Here,
you and your board of directors.
Yeah. Big Pickle Productions.
Consensual sex tapes. By the way.
Yeah. Okay, of course. Always. But anyway, so they at Discovery Plus, they want you to send them their sex tape, and then they have a woman, Caitlin Neal, who is a sex coach. She goes by the name of Caitlin V. Cakes, not for what you think. It's for Victorious. Ah. And she's going to critique the sex.
She's going to play-by-play it?
Yeah. Yes.
Take it to the film room.
She's going
to
be like the PFF of homemade sex tapes.
Now, here's the thing. I could see something like this like on the Playboy Channel, which I believe still exists, right?
That's still a thing?
What do you mean, believe?
Well, I don't have it, but I think it still exists. I know the radio channel doesn't exist anymore.
Is there any chance the Spice Network still exists?
I don't know. Valdez would know. He has all the networks.
I do have 8 porno channels. And there are there is no Spice.
Can you name them all?
Oh, for sure. I have a Brazzers.
All right. That's just like a super popular like website.
Yeah. I have a Bang Bros.
Bang Bros also, okay. Likewise.
They've got their own channel now?
Yeah, they have their own channels. There's two Playboys.
They're broadening the horizon.
Yeah, Playboys. There's two Playboys.
They still run night calls.
There's a Hustler channel.
Oh, that's got to be the worst. Yeah.
if you're getting a little kinky.
Yeah.
Put that on. Yeah. And then I forget the other ones.
Yeah, that's
a pretty good
is,
rundown.
Is Spice one of them? Or
Spice
not?
Is not one of them. Although I do remember
Lindsey John,
from back
you
in the
know?
Day.
I don't know anything about this. But Spice, I looked up Spice Network, and it said it's still around in 72 countries, including the United States.
Oh, okay, there so you go.
72 countries.
Why don't you tell your mother you want to add the Spice Network to your cable lineup?
Yeah, tell Mama Lindsay.
See how she deals
with John never knew the difficulties of trying to watch scrambled porn.
Yeah, no, he's never grown up that way.
He didn't know that struggle.
But so I could understand if one of these shows was on, like, you know, the Hustler Channel. I don't know how they're going to navigate around this on Discovery Plus.
They're going to blur out the private parts, it says.
Yeah, but still. Like, I watch Naked and Afraid, which there's no sex. It's actually, and they blur out the privates.
Yeah.
And the running joke that everyone always says when they're on the show is they're going to need a big blur for me.
Right.
You know. But you'd be shocked at how much crack they show on that show. They'll blur out your privates.
Okay, but the backside they don't care as much about.
But butt cracks are fair game.
Sure.
And they show everyone's buns on that show. I don't know what they'll do. Like, Discovery Plus, is that technically, like, could you technically show whatever you want?
I don't know.
Well, it seems like it's not FCC regulated, since it's not on...
like, over-the-air broadcast, right?
Right. It's internet broadcasting.
Couldn't they just
almost
show the straight-up hitting skins? Maybe their board doesn't want to do
I'm watching the
that.
Trailer
yeah.
now.
Yeah. What are you seeing?
Looks like she's just talking a lot.
And we don't care about the talk.
It's
get to okay. the good stuff.
Yeah. What did Lindsey John?
They're showing like a dude on top of a chick, but they're just kind of like showing like the head.
Uh-huh. Is it titillating?
Like do you think Lindsey John will like it? It's like couples talking, and then it's going to be like a film breakdown.
Now, is it reenacting or are they submitting their
own
homemade
tapes? No. They have like a camera on the nightstand while they're doing it.
Lindsey John?
She said she's a different type of therapist, so instead of just talking to people, she can show them how to reenact certain sexual moves.
So what does that mean?
Well, like, I was watching the trailer and like she had like practicing people where to put their hands and how to strip down and things like that.
I feel
that.
Weird talking with him. I know. Yeah. He's so young. I feel kind of weird doing
where
the
to put
segment.
Their,
looks like they
where
also
to put
show
their hands.
Yeah. They show they show a couple in bed and like a dog jumps on. So she's gonna like
no dog probably, in the room.
She's probably gonna try and get you to have better settings.
So I remember there. I do remember this because I've seen it before online. I've stumbled, tripped, and fell, and stumbled onto it online before. But there was at one point a show on the Playboy Network where couples would come in. And they would have they had a famous like porn director, and they would film their own porno. Mm. And so that was like,
I can only imagine.
That was like a titillating thing for a couple sure. to do. They go and they
it's like
Alfred Hitchcock.
It's like going to a fantasy camp. Like
it's a fantasy camp.
You go to the Orioles fantasy camp and play with Eddie Murray
and Quentin Tarantino.
Quentin Tarantino porn. It happens to be a woman.
Right.
It was a woman, and she's a famous porno director, and. And you, a couple goes, and then they do a whole scene, and they pick out what they're gonna wear, what lingerie or whatever. The scene, is it gonna be like in the kitchen or
Betty Thomas
with one of the husbands, I guess, a fake private part, and she's showing how to manipulate.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, she's showing.
Yeah,
how
she's giving you
like,
skills.
Yeah,
showing you skills.
I don't know what I
like
can say.
Like you would do with a banana.
Kind of,
yeah,
but
right.
She's actually doing it with the guy.
Right. But with the toy.
Correct.
Right. No, I get it. I'm following you. Hey, this show sounds like it's going to be a smash. Like, who's going to turn the channel on that?
We might be reviewing this like Hard Knocks.
Right. We could. When does it start, Valdez? Do you know? Lindsey John, have you seen, like, when is the start date?
No, I'm not sure. But my thing, too, is I think it's Discovery Plus's, like, last chance to, like, get people to subscribe to their channel. Yeah.
Well, hold on. Isn't that like
what else do they have?
How to compete with like HBO Max?
Is that Yellowstone show or whatever on Discovery Plus?
That's on Paramount Plus.
Oh, yeah.
Paramount. See,
you can't keep up with all the streaming, Rick.
I know. I have all the pluses. I got the Big Ten Plus. I got Discovery Plus. I know I've paid. Did you say it was Paramount Plus?
You're wondering why all the Big Ten schools are getting $80 million a piece?
Yeah.
We're in the mix.
I got all the pluses. But I do delete them occasionally when I remember.
Oh, right. It looks like the first episode is today.
Today?
Yeah.
Weekend play.
Weekend preview. Can I watch it right now? Is it like online or do you have to wait until it airs?
I'm not sure. Go on your Discovery Plus right now. I bet you it's up.
Let me see if I can find
maybe losing EB for
something
the
last else.
Hour
something
half.
Else is going to be up too. Right.
Discovery Plus. Is it like Pete? Oh, let me just do that. Discovery Plus login. Let's see if this works. I want to find out.
Now we're officially going down the wormhole.
Right. Well, sign in. So usually I just save all my pass. I do that. Like, dude, my wife ordered some. Yeah, it looks like I have a password. My wife ordered these air filters, like from Amazon or whatever. Yeah. And I got.
You're supposed to change them theoretically every month in that.
Yeah, nobody does that. But my wife might do it quarterly or something. So she changes, you know, she does everything around. She changes the air filters.
She's the man of the house.
She wears the pants. And I got the day the air filters arrived, this is how involved everyone is in our world.
Yeah.
I got a sales call on my cell phone for air filters and for duct cleaning. Mm. Is that a coincidence, Cakes?
Can't be
a coincidence.
No way.
So somehow they've logged my purchases on Amazon.
They got your cookie.
And then they got me in here. The cookie that I accepted probably to order them.
Aren't some people losing their minds over the fact that Amazon bought Roomba, or is in the process of buying the Roomba?
Do those things work?
Robot vacuums.
They're okay.
And do you have one?
Yes.
It's not because they care. I'm sure Amazon cares about vacuums. The vacuum has, I guess, some sort of intelligence where they'll map your house and figure out what's going on in your house, how big your house is, what we can sell you according to how many square feet your house is. That's the whole design behind them buying the Roomba robot vacuum. It's not because they care about vacuum cleaners. They care about what's in your house.
That's what you're claiming.
They're culling data.
Oh, by the way,
I like the Roomba.
I have started the episode of Good Sex.
I'm sure you
but
have.
But, EB, you've got to have that Roomba on pretty much 24-7.
Oh, my gosh. She's showing like a puppet vagina.
I told you. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Because she's trying to show something, And this is when radio was different.
There's a lot of V talk.
I don't even know if you
tonight.
Remember yeah, this, is. EB. But we once had a female.
You ever
female,
heard the saying sex sells, gigs?
We once had a female listener join us in our Fairfax studio because she said she could do something.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember EB in particular. She hung out for like a half hour.
Yeah,
and we were like,
hammered.
Get out of here. You can't
you
do this.
She's a little white trash munchkin wearing like cheetah print like leggings.
And EB basically made her stay for like an hour and a half because she kept saying she was nervous
we
or whatever.
We kept plying her with beers.
Yeah, like, hey, drink another,
radio was different back then.
Drink another natural
because she said
while you're
no, she
it.
Said she could flirt.
Yeah, she said that she knew how to flirt.
Radio.
Do you know
insider.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
What you're saying.
She was the queen of flirting.
And we're like,
and
no,
all she
you
did
can't.
Was, I remember,
she was like, yeah,
like
I'll show
standing
you.
On the wall behind us for like an hour and a half.
So we said, all right, well, come on in and show us that you know how to flirt. And we kept giving her beers.
You know, because people get flirty after they drink beer.
Classy.
Yeah, and I don't know, we could never
finally, like,
that
9 o'clock, we're like, get out of here.
She just struck out.
She just wanted her ADs.
She
yeah.
stunk.
Yeah.
He couldn't do anything.
Couldn't get a
she was so bad.
Didn't get a stitch of clothing.
Yeah, you know,
on.
if you want to go hang out with the junks, just say that.
But it does look like this doctor insider. On the Discovery Plus show because I clicked on what's her name again? It's some, I clicked
something
on in the story.
Caitlin V.
It goes to her website and she is a big proponent of teaching people how to flirt.
Yeah. Oh, she is.
That's
oh.
one of her. It's one of her specialties apparently.
Well, it's also a Seymour Butts specialty. He knows how to teach you how to do that too.
I'm sure he does. Former Junk's guest.
Yeah,
former Junk's
guest. Mystery guest.
What is his real name again?
Adam Glasser.
Adam Glasser, yeah.
Hey, come on.
Yeah.
That's a softball.
That dude, I don't know how I'm going to be able to finish the show because I'm going to watch Ben and Annie from Northern California.
You're going to break down the film.
Looks like I
might.
Might
have to change QB quarter of cakes.
Yeah. There, hey, cakes. For like a porno show, that's not bad. Hey, Annie's not bad, right? From Northern California? You'd watch
yeah,
that.
You look solid.
You'd watch that.
Sure, why not?
Better than the chicks they have on Naked and Afraid.
But I would have to steal your password. No chance of buying Discovery Plus.
No chance.
I have enough pluses.
Hey, right now we're going to hook up the 10th caller with some Beach Boys tickets. You can win a pair of tickets to the Beach Boys concert at the Wolf Trap. The Wolf Trap on August 28th. Buy your tickets now at wolftrap.org. But if you're the 10th caller at 800-636-1067, we'll hook you with those tickets. Coming up next, we will make a seamless transition to QB quarter of here on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, I have to say I'm totally distracted now. So I probably won't be able to do a regular show the rest of the way. I'm watching the Good Sex Show on Discovery Plus, and the first guy is complaining. Whoops, I better turn the volume up. he's complaining about issues, right? Like certain issues, not able to maintain a certain, you know, thing.
Uh-huh. He needs Blue Chew.
Yes. And they're showing the footage of him and his wife going to town. And the dog is right there.
The dog's really
the dog. You got to kick the dog out.
The dog's
out.
Really in the mix.
The dog is like sniffing his back. Like, get the dog out of there. Yeah. Of course he's completely distracted.
He literally has that dog in him, Cakes, yeah, as the kids say.
He does.
He's very close to having the dog in him.
Right.
Do you kick the dogs off, Cakes? They sleep in the bed with
sometimes,
you.
Sometimes, but like they're so small, like they'll just be at the end of the bed and it doesn't
this
really
dog's
matter.
Small
but, that,
too.
But that dog is almost actively part of the
act. He's admitting he has at least one, maybe two dogs
no,
in
no,
the
no.
bed.
It's maximum of one.
Okay.
Usually they're out of the mix.
Do you ever just kick them out?
If the dog becomes too
unruly,
involved, lift dog off bed, put on floor. That's happening.
And that'll be enough?
Yes.
It won't jump back on the bed to
no.
get a good vantage point.
Doesn't feel weird when they're
the
staring at you, taxing it.
God, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
it's the last thing I'm
That's
worried
a secret
about.
Between you and the dogs.
Yeah, they'll take it to their graves.
Anyway, I can't believe this is on Discovery Plus. It totally looks like it should be on like the Playboy Channel.
Right.
Anyway, carry on, Cake. Says you go through quarterbacks. I'll be reviewing this.
So
tape.
You give us that review, full review on Monday. Also,
sure.
A full review of She-Hulk. We're expecting that
yeah,
too.
Right.
We're
legal
expecting
thriller.
Both.
All right, time for QB quarter of.
We'll lead off with Deshaun Watson news. Not going to recap the length of the suspension. People already know about that. That news broke yesterday. A lot of people have a lot of opinions about the length of the suspension, the amount of the fine. We'll have to see how it plays out, but he is now scheduled for an 11-game suspension to return against the Houston Texans. It would have been bad for Deshaun Watson to have been suspended for the full season. It arguably wouldn't have been quite so bad for the Browns. If Watson had missed the full season, his contract would have tolled until the next year. It would have been a true suspension of his career. He would have gotten the minimum salary for 2023, something in the range of $1 million, instead of the $46 million that he's due to earn, and he would have been under contract through 2027 instead of through 2026.
Question I have now, and a lot of people have, is are they going to roll with Jacoby Brissett for 11 games, or do they try and make a move for Jimmy Garoppolo?
Well, if you believe the Browns and if you believe their brain trust, they claim to be all in with Jacoby Brissett for the 11 games that Watson will miss. Coach Stefanski's quotes throughout this process, trying to be respectful of it and knowing that there would finally be clarity is helpful for us. And then we just stick to our plan moving forward. We're pretty comfortable with how we're operating right now, knowing that we'll get Deshaun back after 11 games. The Browns are upping Brissett's workload with the first team as they get closer to the season opener against the Carolina Panthers. Watson will not play in the final two preseason games. So there's been speculation. Do the Browns swing a trade for Jimmy Garoppolo as a short-term rental until Watson is back? Apparently, that's off the board. They're going to roll with Brissett and hope that Nick Chubb.
That's what they're
Kareem
saying
Hunt,
right now.
That seems
I would
to be
look
the plan.
Into Jimmy G because they have a playoff caliber team. And I heard
you're really going to
some analysts say, look, Jacoby Brissett's solid backup, mm-hmm. but every team now is going to load up the box to stop Chubb and Kareem Hunt.
Yep.
And Jacoby Brissett is just not good enough to beat the defense.
I'm not trading draft capital for an 11-game Jimmy Garoppolo rental. And why would Jimmy Garoppolo want to go there? He wants to go someplace where he's going to be the entrenched starter, or at least have a chance to start for a team, which he's not going to have in Cleveland.
Well, he'd be the starter for 11 games, and it could just be a one-year deal. What would he rather do? Sit the bench for an entire season behind Trey Lance? Or start 11 games where, if he plays well enough,
look, he doesn't have
they any, sit Deshaun.
He doesn't have any real say in it. If the Niners
right.
decide to trade him, he could get traded there if
but
the
I'm saying,
Browns wanted to do
if
it.
If you're Jimmy G, if John Alville is Jimmy Garoppolo,
yep.
and you're a competitor and you want to play, you're not going to do it in San Francisco. So why wouldn't you go to Cleveland? And what if you lead Cleveland to an 8-3 record? Do you think they're going to bench you for Deshaun Watson, who hasn't played in a
yes.
year and a half?
Yes.
For those final six games?
I think a guy they just gave $230 million to.
I think they might wait till next season.
I think you're an insane person if you think that they're not going to put Deshaun Watson on the field the second he becomes available. Jimmy Garoppolo could go 11-0, and as soon as Watson is ready, he's going on the field.
Oh, I don't think that would happen at all.
Well,
I think if you've got Jimmy Garoppolo, even if it's a rental, and Deshaun Watson is your quarterback of the future, if he was 11-0,
yeah,
they're not going to bench him and put in Deshaun Watson, who hasn't played in 2 years.
Let's work in reality. There's no way Jimmy Garoppolo is leading any team into an 11-0 record, let alone the Cleveland Browns. And he's not getting traded there. So, I mean, he's just going to...
I think it's possible.
He's in limbo at this point. I don't know where he's going to wind up.
I think it's possible. I still think the same teams everybody talks about. Seattle. I mean, I guess Seattle's committed to Drew Lock and Geno Smith, but... I can still see Seattle being a destination or Cleveland.
Here's what Seattle's committed to. Tanking and picking in the top five next year in the NFL draft. If you're relying on Drew Lock and Geno Smith, that's kind of your plan. Bears quarterback Justin Fields played just one series in Thursday night's preseason win over the Drabhawks, a.k.a. the Seahawks. But in that one series, head coach Matt Eberflus saw the same thing he's been seeing from Fields in practice. Improvement. He went 5-for-7 for 39 yards. Led the offense into field goal range for the Bears to take a 3-0 lead. Perhaps more importantly, avoided taking any sacks despite repeatedly facing pressure behind a shaky Bears offensive line.
Is Nathan Peterman one of the backups?
Believe so. Yes. Was mentioning him pre-show that Nathan Peterman is still grasping in the league. But I watched some of the mashups on Fields from last night. He was under constant pressure in a preseason game. And I've got to think that that's going to translate over into the regular season. The one thing Fields has, he's got that mobility and escapability, but I just feel like that dude is going to be chased down in every single game. Like the pressure against him is going to be relentless.
Who are his top weapons?
Looks like his top weapons are Darnell Mooney and Cole Kmet at tight end. They signed Byron Pringle away from the Chiefs in the offseason. They drafted a speedy dude out of Tennessee, Velus Jones, in the third round. He doesn't have a lot to throw to. He doesn't have a ton of weapons there in Chicago. So we'll have to see how he progresses this year as the starter. Now, Matt Ryan's in his first season as the Colts quarterback. He's spending the summer figuring out who he'll be counting on to catch his passes come this fall. Rookie Alec Pierce appears to be doing well on that front. The second-round pick was the biggest addition to that wideout group this offseason, and he's made a strong impression on Matt Ryan over the last few months. He said he's a really hard worker. When you combo that with talent, the good players I've been around, they've all been that way. More than anything he does on the field, it's the combo of work ethic, competitiveness, all the intangible stuff combined with the talent.
Well, a little bit of pressure on Matt Ryan. Needs to do better. Get that team into the playoffs and do better than Carson Wentz.
Yep. And I think outside of, you know, Michael Pittman being there, Pierce will have some opportunities as a rookie to get on the field, kind of like Jahan Dotson, getting in there with an established quarterback, a
veteran
quarterback.
Who's their tight end now? Doyle's retired.
Mo Alie-Cox.
Oh, that's right.
Mo Alie-Cox is the top guy at tight end there in Indy. So that's another guy that'll be catching passes from Matt Ryan. For your Indianapolis Colts, JP, you'd love to root for.
I root for them a little bit harder than you root for the Raiders.
Yeah, it's along the
but
same
lines. But
not
that much.
Right. Even though all signs point to Joe Flacco as the Jets season opening quarterback, Coach Robert Saleh refused to rule out Zach Wilson, who underwent arthroscopic knee surgery Tuesday in L.A. He said, quote, "I don't know if I have an opinion on that one." Commenting on whether he expects to start Flacco against the Ravens in the opener.
There's no sense in rushing. It's not like that. What are the Jets projected to win this year?
I think the over-under on them is like 7.5 or 8.5
games. I mean,
games.
They're not a real playoff contender, I don't think, and he's still in the second
year. Although
they
added weapons.
I don't hate Zach Wilson / Joe Flacco's weapons. I mean, Elijah Moore is in year two. That guy put up some pretty good numbers as a rookie. They draft Breece Hall to go into the backfield with Michael Carter, so they've got two decent running backs. Corey Davis signed a big free agent deal a few years ago.
They might be better off, though, with Flacco, frankly.
And they drafted Garrett Wilson out of Ohio State.
Yeah.
So they've got some weapons there in New York. And they've got a pretty strong defense as well. More quotes from Saleh. If Zach is ready to play, he's going to be the week one starter. If he's not, Joe will. That's not a secret. We're going to take it how Zach looks, how he feels, how he moves. what the doctors tell us. Whenever that moment is, he'll step on the field.
Coming up next, we'll open up EB's entertainment page here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.